Blog Talk Radio.
One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about.
And you are shining, and you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining, and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Chris. This message brings to you God's divine word for the dynamic change you need in your life. Get ready for a transformation. Get ready for the time of your life.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Rockville, Maryland, 300 University Boulevard East, Silver Spring, Maryland. Worship with us on Sunday from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. To contact us, please call 301-351-9317.
Stay tuned.
Hallelujah.
The transcendent life in Christ, the superior life, the exalted life, the glorious life, the higher life in Christ. There is such a life beyond this world. And that's the life Jesus brought to us. A life lived on a higher plane than most of the world is acquainted with. Most people live an ordinary life. Most Christians live an ordinary life. Because many have never been taught. Most of the church has never majored on this life that we have received from Christ. They've majored on bringing the sinner to Christ. They've majored on trying to live a holy life, which is impossible if you don't know what the life is all about. They've majored on a lot of all these things without understanding what eternal life really is. My purpose in this conference is to help you comprehend this life that has been given to us so that you can have a new mentality, a new mindset, and then live the kind of life that God has delivered to you in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, I just want us to look at a very simple thing and how it affects us Christians all over the world. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Now that's 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. It says, if any man, anybody, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away, and all things are become new. Now, that's a very simple verse. Most Christians know it. But let's examine it for a moment. He says, if any man be in Christ, He is a new creation. Now, he didn't say he shall become a new creation. He didn't say he might be a new creation. He didn't say he would be a new creation if he prays enough. He didn't say he would be a new creation if God favors him, Father. He didn't say he will be a new creation if he behaves well. He says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. He is a new creation. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. He is the question. Are you in Christ? That is the question. If you are in Christ, the Bible says you are a new creation. He didn't tell you to do anything to make it happen. The condition is to be in Christ. How does a man come into Christ? By being born again. When you're born again, the Bible says by one Spirit, 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13, by one Spirit we are baptized, immersed into one body. That's the body of Christ. You see, so you are in Christ, baptized into Christ by the Spirit of God, if you're born again. Now it says, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. Now this, I want you to recognize that the Word of God, the Bible, is the outbreathing of the thoughts of God. I want you to realize that the Word of God, as given to us by the apostles and prophets of God, are the very mind of God unveiled to us in words. I want you to remember that when God's Word tells us, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation, that is God's understanding of the situation. That is God's comprehension of the situation. That is God's idea, his opinion about that situation. In other words, that's the way God sees it. It doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter how you see it. God says, if a man is in Christ, he is a new creation. Now, what's the meaning of a new creation? A new creation in the Greek construction means a new species. It means a new type of man, a new kind of creation. Now, remember, in the book of Genesis, the Bible tells us about all that God created. It tells us what God did in the first day, in the second day, in the third day, in the fourth day, in the fifth day, and then the sixth day. And then he says, in the seventh day, God rested. So the Bible tells us that God created all things. He created the heaven and the earth and everything in it. Now, at the end of it, he said, it was very good. Now, that was that creation that God made. Now, over in the New Testament, in this 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, he says, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation, not what was created before. He is not part of what was created before. He is no longer part of the old creation. He is not a descendant of Adam and Eve. Maybe you didn't catch that. But let me prompt your mind with a few thoughts. Have you ever heard people discuss and they say, I didn't know that man from Adam? Did you ever hear that? You see, they say, I don't know him from Adam. They're trying to say they all hail from Adam. And they're talking about the first Adam. They're talking about Adam back in the Old Testament, in the garden, the first man that God created. That's the man they're talking about. So they say, I don't know him from Adam. So they understand themselves to come from Adam, the first man. When you may listen to this, because it's so important, the day you declared Jesus Christ to be Lord of your life, you were cut off from the first Adam. God immediately translated you into the kingdom of his dear son. That's Colossians chapter 1 when you read from verse 12 into verse 13. Are you still there? You were translated from the kingdom of darkness, from whence you came, into the kingdom of God's dear Son, in whom you have redemption through his blood and the remission of sins. Now this is so important. If you're a Christian, you are not a descendant of Adam and Eve. You are an offspring of the second and last Adam. His name is Jesus Christ. Now, this is a simple reality. This is what the Bible teaches. Secondly, it's important to understand that a man that's born again does not have the same physical life that he got from his mother and father when he was born into this world. That's the reason when you're born again, there's no such thing as inherited sickness or disease. The Christian legally does not inherit any sickness from his parents. Now, notice I said legally, because I know for the Christians who have taken a certain step forward about these kind of things, they can accept it legally. But I want to take a step further for you to understand. The vital reality is that anybody who's a Christian does not have any inherited sickness or disease or infirmity. He may feel the symptoms. They may even diagnose him with the symptoms. But the reality is, he does not have that sickness. Oh boy. I'm talking about the transcendent life in Christ. Are you still here? I said, are you still here? Don't you get excited about a life that's beyond sickness, is infirmity, a life that's beyond fear, doubt, and worries, a life that's beyond poverty, death, hell, and the grave? When you know that this world is in your hands,
Pastor Chris will be right back. This message is titled The Transcendent Life. To order for the complete message, please call
301-351-9317.
Who is a minister? What does it mean to minister to the Lord? Why do we minister to the Lord?
To myself, now I want to minister to the Lord. I may say I want to pray and just pray, and there are different kinds of prayers, and I might pray all kinds of prayers and not be aware that I need to set the time aside to minister to the Lord. And that is what the Spirit of God wants us to know.
In this riveting DVD, Pastor Chris sheds light on how to effectively minister to the Lord with knowledge and purpose. Discover how as you watch this timeless classic. To order for a copy of this message, Ministering to the Lord, please call
301-351-9317. This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Rockville, Maryland, 300 University Boulevard East, Silver Spring, Maryland. Worship with us on Sunday from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. To contact us, please call 301-351-9317.
Stay tuned. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. You see, the understanding of these simple things will put you at a level of life that the ordinary man, the carnal man, cannot even comprehend. and you will be a success. Every day of your life, every moment of your life, because that's what Jesus died and was buried and resurrected for. He got it for us. Amen. All right, well, that's tonight's introduction. Let's look at something. Last night, I said number one. What was it? You remember? What did you write? Come on. Alive to God. Oh boy. Alive to God. I'm alive to God. Do you know what that means? I'm alive to God. We talked about it last night. I'm alive to God. God has become real to me. He's no longer an assumption. He's not an imagination. He has become real to me. I'm alive to God. It's like being brought into a room that you never knew about, and suddenly everything in that room is made plain to you. I'm alive to God. Number two was what? Again. He's alive in me. Cobra haskijahata. Do you know there are lots of Christians who believe that Christ is in them, and the way they believe it is really more of a philosophy than reality. In other words, it's just a thought, a way of thinking, some form of idea. So because when they first believed the gospel, somebody said, pray this prayer after me. Oh Lord Jesus, come into my heart. And then they said, come into my heart. So from then on they said, okay, Jesus is in my heart. Now, okay, he's in your heart. What is he doing in your heart? You get it? So we look at symbols and typologies, and then we fail to get the reality. I want to God that you get a glimpse of this that I share with you tonight. Now that second point says, he's alive in me. He lives in me. That means he functions in me. That means he carries out his ministry in me. He walks in me. He talks in me. You see that? He's alive in me 24 hours a day. He's alive in me. You see, he's not just there as an imagination. He's there in reality through the Spirit. Through the Holy Ghost. So, when I stretch my hand, it's the hand of the Lord. Oh, I wish you'd understand this. When the Holy Spirit comes to live in you, the Bible declares that you become a living tabernacle, a living house of God. His legs are in your legs. His hands are in your hands. His eyes see through your eyes. The first level of wisdom, which is the general kind of wisdom. And the Greek word for that was Sophia. You remember that? And I told you what that was. And then the second level of wisdom. And that one is Sunesis. Okay? You remember that? Okay. Now, I got to the third and highest kind of wisdom. Phronesis. And I told you what that wisdom does. Now, that's the wisdom that most people don't understand. Because, you know, you ask people, what is wisdom? They say, wisdom is the ability to apply knowledge. And I said, they're wrong. You see, most people don't understand that because they don't function in wisdom. If you function in wisdom, divine wisdom, you know what it is. Hallelujah. What is phronesis? What is this wisdom? What was this? This was the wisdom that God gave to Solomon. The Bible says that God gave to Solomon phronesis. Above all human beings. The Bible says that Solomon was wiser than all men. Oh boy. It's an amazing reality. Solomon was wiser than all men. The Bible says God gave him wisdom. Now, I studied about the kind of wisdom that God gave to Solomon. It was not Sophia. It was not Synesis. It was Phronesis. What is Phronesis? What type of wisdom is Phronesis? My, oh my. Phronesis is that wisdom that works beyond your thinking. Phronesis is that wisdom that conducts your personality. Are you listening to me? Phronesis makes you think in a certain way. It makes you say the words you ought to say at the right time and at the right place and in the right way. Phronesis causes you to do the things you ought to do in the way you ought to do them. Hallelujah. What a life. What a life. Just imagine, every time you do what you do just the right thing. You say just the right thing. You know, we operate at God's highest level of wisdom. Now, this is important. Very, very important. Now, of course, if you don't understand it, because you got to grow. The Bible talks about growing in wisdom. You see, so wisdom can be increased in your life. All right? That's why you move. You see, you are granted. The Bible says Jesus Christ is made unto us wisdom. That wisdom is Sophia. All right? The second level of that wisdom is when you begin to comprehend the Word of God and you begin to form your own understanding of the Word through an abundance of revelation granted you. That is synesis. It is your understanding of God. So you begin to work according to your understanding of the things of the Spirit. And then it develops into a mindset. Glory to God. That mindset is the phronesis of God that's created, deposited in your spirits. And every time you ought to understand, we are expected to function in Christ, to function by the Spirit, to walk by the Spirit every time and everywhere. We don't take a holiday from the Spirit. Are you listening? You know, years ago, I used to hear some people, you know, when they got out to pray and say, okay, let's be in the Spirit, let's be in the Spirit. I wonder, where have you been? Where have you been? You ought to be walking in the Spirit. You don't take a holiday from the Spirit. I said, let's be in the Spirit. There are two ways of being in the Spirit. One is the life you ought to be living every day. And then there is the being in the Spirit in terms of being in a trance. Or when you are caught up by the Spirit into the realm of the Spirit, and you are in a vision of some kind, a revelation of some kind, and then you can speak like John in the book of Revelation, where he says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard him saying unto me. So you can be in the Spirit in such a way. But walking in the Spirit and being conscious of the Spirit is an everyday thing, an every hour thing, an every hour reality. Praise God. That's what I mean by the transcendent life in Christ. You see, you function at a higher level every time. That's where you live. That's where you look at the world. You stand up there on the mountaintop and you look at the rest of the world from there. You'd be amazed if you walk on the mountain what the world is like. They are like a country of children. That's the way they are, honestly. One day God said to me, son, look from the mountain. Yep, what a way to see the world. You'll be amazed when you look at the world from the mountaintop. Then you understand why they think the way they do, why they say the things they say, and why they get the results they get. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We have overcome. We are not about to overcome. We are not going to overcome. We are not hoping to overcome. We have overcome. Oh boy. Do you know how many Christians are praying, trying to overcome something in their lives? Do you know how many of them are trying to overcome something? They're trying. They're making every effort to overcome something. They're struggling to overcome something. They're trying to overcome something. And they're praying to God to help them overcome this thing. What a mistake. Okay, come on here. You're still with me. We have overcome. Then you say, overcome what? Hey, we have overcome the world.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God forevermore.
This message is titled, The Transcendent Life. To order for the complete message, please call
301-351-9317.
If you are not yet born again, we invite you to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life by praying this prayer. O Lord God, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Your word says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I ask Jesus to come into my heart to be the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I declare that I am saved. I am born again. I am a child of God. I now have Christ dwelling in me. I am a new creation. Hallelujah. If you have just said that prayer, congratulations. You are now a child of God. God bless you.
Prayer is so special in our lives. It can never be overemphasized. Jesus said, men ought always to pray and not to faint. You know, people who don't pray have very little impact of the Word of God in their lives in a continual way. See, but if you want to see remarkable progress in your personal life, then prayer is the beginning. Prayer is really more of a fellowship than it is a request. It is a fellowship. It is a communion with the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit. Most of the time when I send out posts to you, I include that we should pray in other tongues, pray in the Spirit. Because praying in the Spirit is the best way to communicate at the highest levels with the Spirit of God. So if you've not been following on Yugos, I want you to sign up today and start following Pastor Chris live on Yugos.
Log on to www.yugos.com/Pastor Chris Live to follow Pastor Chris Live and join millions around the world already making an impact in the world praying with Pastor Chris Live. God bless you.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Rockville, Maryland, 300 University Boulevard East, Silver Spring, Maryland. Worship with us on Sunday from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. To contact us, please call 301-351-9317.
Join us, same station, for the continuation of this message.
One word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.